Daf Lamed Gimel. The Mishnah had said that if they had a snake wrapped around their foot, the Hasidim, they wouldn't stop their Shmona Esrei. Rav Sheshet says this is only by a snake that they wouldn't stop, but for a scorpion you would stop because we assume that a snake is not so aggressive, it's not going to automatically bite. But then we bring in a braisa that says that if a person fell into a lion's den, we can't automatically pronounce them dead based on seeing them fall into a lion's den. However, if they fell into a pit with snakes and scorpions, or with snakes alone, then we can pronounce them dead. But this assumes that the snakes are automatically going to bite. So how does that make sense? We first said that the snakes are not so aggressive, and now we're saying that the snakes are going to bite no matter what. No, so he said that because he fell on the snakes in this pit, then they're going to get agitated, and we can assume that they will bite him. Rabbi Yitzchak said that if you see a bull, then you should stop your tefillah and a few other things about bulls. Rav Oshia says that you should distance yourself 50 amot from a calm bull, but from a bull that's a habitual gorer, a shor muad, then you should distance yourself until you can't even see it anymore. Rav Meir says that if you see the head of a bull in its feeding basket, you should go run up on top of a roof and throw down a ladder. Shmuel says, though, that this only applies to a black bull in the time of Nisan, because that's when the Satan is really getting him all, like, hyped up, that all this new food is sprouting, and he's really a little crazed. So there was this Arud, which is some kind of combination between, like, a crossbreed between a snake and a toad, and it was kind of terrorizing the village. It was biting all these people and killing them. So they came and told Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, and Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa went to its hole, and it stuck. And Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa stuck his foot into the hole, and the Arad bit him, and then the Arad died. So Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa then took the dead Arad, he put it on his shoulders, and he went to the Beis Medrash, and he said, "Guys, you should know it's not the Arad that kills you; it's sin that kills you. The Arad's just the messenger of Hashem, so if you don't sin, you'll be safe." And that's when they start saying, "Woe to the man who encounters an Arad, and woe to the Arad who encounters Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa." So the next Mishnah says that we say Mashva Ruach in Mechaya Mesim, we say V'tein Talam Antar L'Bracha in Barich Aleinu, we say Avdala of Atachun Antanu in the Bracha of Atachunin. Rabbi Akiva says, "No, Avdala should be a separate bracha," and Rabbi Elazar says, "No, we say it in Modim." So the Gemara brings up Rabbi Yosef, who explains the Mishnah. He says that Mashiv HaRuach is said in Mechaye Mesim, because Mashiv HaRuach is talking about rain, and Mechaye Mesim is talking about Tchiyas HaMesim, which are the same thing. They're both about bringing life. V'tein Talam Atal HaBracha is in Barich Aleinu, because V'tein Talam Atal HaBracha, bringing the rain, that's Parnassa, that's sustenance, so we put it in the Bracha for Barich Aleinu, which is all about Parnassa. And the reason that Havdalah Atachon Antanu is in Atachonin, Rabbi Yosef says that it's because it takes a wise man to be able to differentiate between the Kodesh and Chol, the holy and the non-holy, and therefore we put it in the Bracha for wisdom. The Rabbanans say no, it's because when you're making Havdalah, you're marking the start of the week, and so we put it in the first regular weekday Bracha. Rav Ami says that Das is so great because it's the first thing that we say in the Bracha of Atachonin. We say Atachonin la'adam Das, milami lenoshbina, whatever, da da da. But Das is the first thing we said. We said another proof that it's so great is because it's between the two names of Hashem. So we say Kel Deos Hashem. And we also say that someone that's not using their Das and they're just, you know, acting willy-nilly, we are not allowed to have mercy on them. Rabbi Lazar says, great is the Mikdash because it was put between the two names of Hashem. It says Hashem, Mikdash, Hashem. And we proved that, therefore, someone who has Das is as if he built the Mikdash in this world, because both Das and the Mikdash are between the two names of Hashem. Rabbi Acha Karchina said, so if that's true, that anything between two names of Hashem is so great, so Nekama, which is vengeance, it should be a good thing, because it says Kel Nekamot Hashem, which, vengeance doesn't seem like a good thing, but it's between two names of Hashem. But we answered, yeah, in the right time, vengeance is good. Like Ula, who says that vengeance for reward is a good thing, but vengeance for punishing is not a good thing. Rabbi Akiva said that Havdalah is a separate fourth bracha. Rav Shimon Bar Abba said to Rabbi Yochanan, How is this an argument? Why don't we just see how the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah instituted the Bracha of Avdalah? So we answered that it was a little complicated. So originally, when they were first coming back from the Gullus into Eretz Yisrael, they were really poor, so they said that you should just say Avdallah as part of your Shmonese. But then when they got richer, they established that you should say it on a kos of wine, a cup of wine, for the real Avdallah. But then they became poor again, and they put it back into Shmonese. However, we're not sure exactly how it was established to be part of Shmonese, but we did say that if you are able to, you should try to do both Havdalah on the coast and in Shmona Esrei. Rab and Rabbi Yosef also say that Havdalah should be said on the coast and in Shmona Esrei. So Rabbi says, but we have a brace that says that you don't repeat Shmona Esrei if you forgot Havdalah, because you can say it over the coast. But why do we say you can say it? It should be you have to say it. So he said, yeah, you should read it as you have to say it over again on the coast. Rabbi Yochanan said that if you said Havdalah in Shmona Esrei, then you have to say it again on the coast. That just saying Havdalah in Shmona Esrei is not enough. You have to then repeat it over the coast. So he said, what if you already said Havdalah on the coast? Then do you have to say it again in Shmona Esrei? Meaning you haven't davened Maariv yet. You said Havdalah with a cup of wine. Do you have to say it again in your Shmona Esrei? So if Nachman Rav Yitzchak said, well, Rabbi Yochanan had said before that if you said it in Shmona Esrei, which is the main point, the primary part of the Havdalah, to say it in Shmona Esrei. Rabbi Yochanan said, if you said it in Shmona Esrei, you still have to repeat it on the coast, which is the secondary aspect of Havdalah. So Kal Vachomer, if you only did it on the coast, which is not even the primary, it's the secondary part of Havdalah, then Kal Vachomer, definitely you have to say it in Shmona Esrei. Rabbi Acha says to Rabbi Chanina that Havdalah in Shmona Esrei is greater than saying it in the coast. And if you do both Havdalah in Shmona Esrei and Havdalah on the coast, then you'll have brachos on your head. So we asked a question. When we said the first statement that Shmona Esrei, saying Havdalah in Shmona Esrei is better than saying it on the coast, this implies that just saying Shmona Esrei Havdalah is enough and you don't need to say it on a coast later. So the fact that we said it's so much better to say it in Shmona Esrei would imply that you'd be good for your Havdalah obligation. But then we say that by doing both, it's such a great thing. But if you're already yotzei your obligation for Havdalah, then by saying it again later on a coast, that's a bracha she'ein hatzricha, an unnecessary extra bracha. And Rava says that if you say a bracha she'ein hatzricha, that's a violation of one of the Aseret HaDibrot of Lo Tisa, Hashem Hashem L'Shav. Don't take Hashem's name in vain. So we answered, you should read it as only say, if you only do Havdalah in Shmona Esrei, but not on the coast, then you'll have a lot of brachos come on your head. Frista says to Rav Sheshes, what if someone forgot to say both Havdalah in Shmona Esrei and on the coast? Then Rav Sheshes answers, they have to say Maariv again, say it in Shmona Esrei, and then later say it on the coast. So Ravina said to Rava, what's the halacha with this whole thing? And Rava answered that it's just like Kiddush, that by Kiddush we say a Kiddush in Shmona Esrei on Friday night, and we still have to come home and say it on a coast. So too for Havdalah, we say it in Shmona Esrei and again on a coast. Rav Lezer says that you should say it as a separate bracha and modim. Rav Zera was on a donkey, and Rav Chia bar Avin was riding behind him. And he said, Rav Zera, is it true that you really say in the name of Rav Yochanan that the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar, that we say it in modim when it's a yontiv that comes after Shabbos? So Saturday night is yontiv. Is it true that we would say Atachun Antanu in modim? And he says, yes, that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. But he's asked back, he said, if you're going to say that's the halacha, that implies that there's an argument over that. But there's no argument here. It's like, what are you talking about? The Rabbanan do argue. They argue with Rabbi Lazar. And he says, no, the Rabbanan are only arguing on the rest of the year. But in a case of Saturday night going into Yontif, there's no argument there. And therefore, how can you say that that's the halacha? That implies that there's an argument. And still, we have no argument. So he said, what are you talking about? There still is an argument. Rabbi Akiva argues. He says it's a separate fourth bracha. And he says, no, obviously we would never think to establish the bracha like Rabbi Akiva, because we don't hold like him in general, because we established a set 18 brachos, not 19. So we're not going to add another bracha. So why do you say that it's the halacha, implying that there's an argument? So Reb Zera answers, no, this is, Reb Yochanan said this, that we incline towards the opinion of Rabbi Lazar. Not that the halacha is like him, but that we incline towards him. Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Lazar. Some say that we incline like him. Reb Yochanan says that the Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Lazar in the case of that we had talked about in Saturday night going into Yontif. Reb Chia bar Abba says that Rabbi Lazar appears to be correct, and Reb Zera actually says we should go like Reb Chia because he was very meticulous in his studies, just like Rachva, who would quote Rabbi Yehuda's rulings using the exact same language that he would use. Rav Yosef says that no, in the case of a Saturday night going into Yontif, we don't hold like Rabbi Lazar in any way, shape, or form. We actually hold like Rav and Shmuel, who composed Vitodi Enu, which is what we say after Atabah Chartanu when Yontif falls out on a Saturday night. The Mishnah says that if you say, Hashem, you're so merciful even on the birds, because we know that we have the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, or if you say, we thank you, Hashem, for the good, or you say, modim, modim two times, then if that guy's a shiach tibor, we silence him. So the Gemara explains all these things. Modim, modim, we silence him because it's as if you're davening to two gods. If you say, we thank you, Hashem, for the good, then we silence him because there's a Mishnah that says you have to thank Hashem for the good and the bad. And the reason that it's a problem to say, Hashem, you're so merciful on the birds, be merciful on us too, is because of a machlokas, Rabbi Yossi bar Oven and Rabbi Yossi bar Zvida. One says that it's because you're going to cause jealousy among the animals, and the other says it's because you're turning Hashem's mitzvos into acts of mercy and giving reasons for them. However, they're just decrees from like the king that you have to listen to, regardless of what the reason is. So there was a shliach tzibur who was davening before Rabba, and he said this whole thing about Hashem, you're so merciful on the birds, and Rabba said, wow, this is so great. And Abai was sitting there, he's like, what are you talking about? We have to silence him. So yeah, Rabba was just testing Abai to make sure that he was, you know, on his toes. So there's a shliach tzibur who came before Reb Chanina, and he was going on and on and on about the praise of Hashem. When he was finished, Reb Chanina says, oh, have you finished praising Hashem thoroughly? The three praises that we say, where we say, Hakel HaGadol HaGibor V'Anora, we're only allowed to say them because Moshe said them, and it's in the Torah, and the Anshe Knesset HaGadola established for us to say that. However, if they didn't, we couldn't say that because there's no way to properly praise Hashem. It's like a king who has billions and billions and billions of gold coins and things like that, and you come and praise him on his silver. It's disgraceful. Fine. Reb Chanina says that everything's in the hands of Shemayim except the decision to have Yira Shemayim, to fear Shemayim, be a good person. And the pasuk says that all that Hashem wants of you is Yira Shemayim. So that makes it sound like it's an easy thing. Is it easy to have Yira Shemayim? We answer that, to Moshe, it was an easy thing. It's like if a friend comes to you and asks to borrow a big utensil, if you have it, it just seems like a small utensil. But if he comes and asks for a small utensil and you don't have it, then it's going to seem like the biggest utensil ever because you don't have it. She said in the Mishnah that if you say modim twice, we silence you. Reb Zera says, yeah, if you say shema twice also, it's the same thing as saying modim, modim, that we'd silence you. But we have a brisa that say that if that says if you repeat shema, it's disgraceful. However, it says it's disgraceful, but we don't silence you. So we answered that it's two different cases. If you say each word twice, it's disgraceful. However, if you say every verse twice, you go verse by verse, then we would silence you. Rufaba says to Abaye, but maybe the reason he's saying it twice is because he didn't have kavana the first time. And Abaye says, that's still disgraceful. What, is Hashem like your friend that you don't have to have proper kavana? Anyone who doesn't have proper kavana the first time, we're going to strike him with a hammer till he does have kavana. Shkayach.